You're listening to a podcast by the Perennial Leader Project. To learn more, visit perennialleader.com. Welcome back to Perennial Meditations. Today we're going to do another audio meditation inspired by our Monday Muse email. For those of you that are subscribers to Perennial Meditations on Substack, you'll know what I'm talking about. If not, you can visit and subscribe. But essentially, it's a collection of the Dying Every Day series that we do, perennial reminder, insight, and recommendations to help you start your week. All right, so without any further delay, here is another audio meditation from the Monday Muse. I hope you enjoy. Not the longest life is the best, but the best lived. For it is not the one who has played the instrument the most, or made the most speeches, or piloted the most ships, who is commended, but the one who has done these things well, says the ancient Greek philosopher Plutarch. In this week's meditation, we turn to the writing of Seneca to explore the notion of becoming better. Seneca writes, "You must go to the scene of action. First, because men put more faith in their eyes than in their ears. And second, because the way is long if one follows precepts, but short and helpful if one follows patterns." Cleanthes could not have been the express image of Zeno if he had merely heard his lectures. He shared in his life, Saul into his hidden purposes, and watched him to see whether he lived according to his own rules. Plato, Aristotle, and the whole throng of sages, destined to go each his different way, derived more benefit from the character than from the words of Socrates. Therefore, I summon you, not merely that you may derive benefit, but that you may confer benefit, for we can assist each other greatly. No good thing is pleasant to possess without friends to share it. And this is adapted from On Sharing Knowledge by Seneca. As a daily exercise, consider reflecting on the art of becoming better. What does it actually mean to improve oneself? How might the project of becoming better influence and be influenced by those around you? Our perennial reminder this week comes from Emily Austin's great book, Living for Pleasure. As some of you may remember, Emily is a previous guest on In Search of Wisdom, so you can go back and give that a listen to learn more. But she writes, "For Epicurus, all humans have needs. The frailty is the point. Mutual protection and shared values allow friends to acquire both security and joy on equal terms. Paying attention to the essential features of Epicurean friendship can help us identify good friends and be better friends. At root, we know that a good friend is a reliable friend, and that we fail our friends if we ignore their genuine needs. When we deliberate about how to spend our time, then our default setting should be to prioritize friends. When offered a choice between time with friends and an inconsequential waste of time, choose friends." Our perennial insight, and you could think of an insight as maybe a more counterintuitive bit of wisdom, comes from the book Awareness by Anthony DeMello. Anthony DeMello was a Jesuit theologian and psychotherapist. We read this book probably 6 months ago or so for Reading in the Good Life. So if you search the archive, you can find some selected passages that you may enjoy. But DeMello writes, spirituality means waking up. He says most people, even though they don't know it, are asleep. They're born asleep. They live asleep. They marry in their sleep. They breed children in their sleep. They die in their sleep without ever waking up. They never understand the loveliness and the beauty of this thing we call human existence. You know, all mystics, Catholic, Christian, non-Christian, no matter what their theology, no matter what their religion, are unanimous on one thing, that all is well. All is well. Though everything is a mess, all is well. Strange paradox, to be sure. This passage and some of the previous that I've just read as well reminded me of a reporter asking the Jamaican reggae singer and songwriter Bob Marley, "Are you a rich man?" Marley took a moment, paused, and clarified, "When you say rich, what do you mean?" The reporter responded, "Do you have a lot of possessions? Do you have a lot of money in the bank?" Marley asked rhetorically, "Do possessions make you rich?" "I don't have that type of riches. My riches is life forever." It's important to ask ourselves, what does it mean to be rich in life? How does this connect with the project of becoming better? Once we have answers to these types of questions, we can begin to work with our desires, to try to desire the things that actually matter to us. So this week's book recommendation is On Desire. It's about 20 years old, but it was written by William B. Irvine, a previous podcast guest. And Irvine really takes you on a wide-ranging tour of our impulses, wants, and needs to help us ultimately better understand the topic of desire and how important it is in daily life. Thank you for subscribing and listening to another episode of the Perennial Meditations podcast. I hope you found something useful for daily life. If so, I urge you to put what you heard into practice. Until next time, be wise and be well.